Impunity, defined as exemption from punishment or freedom from the injurious consequences of an action, is a word that everyone has heard often in recent years, particularly in relation to the police. It's an issue that has come up many times in the Philippines, especially during the presidency of Rodrigo Duterte, and not just in light of his controversial and bloody war on drugs. You're listening to Stories After Dark, a Philippine true crime and mystery podcast powered by Anchor and released exclusively on Spotify. These are the stories of Sonia and Frank Gregorio of Tarlac, Lilybeth Valdez of Quezon City, and Kian de los Santos of Caloocan, all of whom were innocent civilians shot to death by police officers. Listener discretion is advised due to the graphic and sensitive nature of these stories. On December 20, 2020, Police Master Sergeant Jonel Nuesca went home to Paniki, Tarlac from his assignment at the Police Crime Lab in Parañaque, Metro Manila. The 46-year-old cop heard the firing sound of a boga, a PVC or bamboo cannon which is a popular makeshift noisemaker in the Philippines, so he went to his neighbors, the Gregorios, to locate the source of the noise. 25-year-old Frank Anthony Gregorio and a certain JP had fired the boga that Nuesca had heard. Nuesca tried to arrest Frank, who was shirtless and appeared drunk, but the young man's mother, 55-year-old Sonia Gregorio, intervened. This led to a heated argument between Nuesca and the Gregorios, and it would later be revealed that the two parties had had a history of disputes over right-of-way issues in their area. Sonia embraced her son to prevent the argument from further escalating, and as people in the background begged and cried, Nuesca's underage daughter, who was at the scene, yelled at Sonia, quote, "My father is a policeman," end quote. Sonia yelled back, quote, "I don't care," end quote, ending it to the tune of the K-pop hit with the same title by 2NE1. Nuesca hovered over Sonia, cursed her, and said, quote, "Gusto mong tapusin kita ngayon ha?" end quote, asking if she wanted him to finish her off now. He gave her no chance to respond though, as he raised his handgun and shot both mother and son twice in the head at close range. And all this time, Nuesca's daughter was watching right by his side. A video of the altercation filmed by Sonia's 16-year-old granddaughter, Aliza Kate Kalosing, went viral on social media. In it, Anthony seemed to be taunting Nuesca, and those surrounding him, fearing the worst, were pleading for Anthony to be quiet. A man even physically tried to stop Anthony by putting his hand over his mouth. That same man could also be heard appealing for everyone to wait for barangay officials to arrive. Many viewers of that now infamous video noted the apparent lack of horror in Nuesca's young daughter after witnessing her father kill two unarmed civilians. Her nonchalant demeanor was linked by many to what seemed to be the normalization of police brutality and impunity for extrajudicial killings under then-Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. The question was raised as to why Nuesca, whose problematic record was later revealed, had still remained in the force even prior to the incident. He had been suspended twice, once because he refused to undergo a drug test. He had been involved in several other cases, including two serious misconduct and homicide cases, but these had apparently been dismissed due to lack of substantial evidence. Nuesca must have seen no way out of his double murder though, despite off-duty police officers being allowed by official Philippine National Police policy to carry their firearms. He had fled to his parents' house in Urdaneta, Pangasinan right after the incident, but surrendered with his weapon that same day to a police station in Rosales, Pangasinan. Nuesca was charged with two counts of murder, but he pleaded not guilty on January 10, 2021. The video of the double murder and the testimony of Aliza were instrumental in proving that Nuesca committed the killings with treachery, and on August 26, 2021, 8 months after the crime, he was found guilty of all charges by the regional trial court in Paniki, Tarlac. He was sentenced to reclusion perpetua, or a maximum of 40 years in prison, and was ordered to pay 952,560 pesos, around $19,000, to the family of Sonia and Frank Gregorio. Nuesca, however, wasn't able to serve out his prison term, as he died inside the New Bilibid prison on November 30, 2021, just a few months after his sentencing. According to Bureau of Corrections spokesperson Gabriel Chaklag, Nuesca was with a fellow convict walking outside their prison dormitory when Nuesca suddenly collapsed. He was brought unconscious by his cellmates to the prison hospital at 6:30 p.m. and just 14 minutes later was pronounced dead. An investigation was launched to see if there was foul play involved, as there had been a series of suspicious high-profile convict deaths inside the New Bilibid prison, but the National Bureau of Investigation's autopsy report concluded that Nuesca died of cardiac arrest, affirming the initial findings of the Bureau of Corrections that there was no foul play in his death. Chaklag also reported that Nuesca's body showed no signs of torture, the former policeman had no enemies inside the prison, and there had been no suspicious incidents surrounding him before he passed away. When news of Nuesca's case erupted in 2020, then-presidential spokesperson Harry Roque assured the public that Nuesca will not be protected by then-President Rodrigo Duterte, whose directive it was that police officers be allowed to carry their firearms even while off-duty. Then-PNP Chief Debold Sinas condemned the incident but discouraged the public from taking photos and videos of criminal activity and then posting them later on the internet. Many defended the PNP though, particularly from within its ranks. An example was a police officer who made a public post on Facebook in December 2020 referring to Nuesca's case. As it was written, the post said, quote, "I am Police Master Sergeant Hensi A. Zinampan, 14 years in serving and protecting. Taas na akong pinapanindigan ang integridad ng aking uniporme. Buong puso ang dedikasyon sa trabaho. I am proud to be a good cop. While there are unfortunate incidents like this, the vast majority of you, PNP perform their sworn duties every day with honor and integrity to protect and serve the people. The sin of Nuesca is not the sin of the entire PNP. As we have seen during the past disasters and this pandemic, we place our lives on the line as first responders and frontliners," end quote. This Facebook post would later be unearthed by the media in light of his own shooting of a civilian. At around 9 p.m. on May 31, 2021, Zinampan, who was drunk, approached 52-year-old Lilibeth Valdez, who was buying something from a store in Fairview, Quezon City. He grabbed her hair and shot her in the neck with his handgun, killing her instantly. Fortunately, the incident was captured on video from the cell phone of Lilibeth's grandson, and just like in Nuesca's case, the footage immediately went viral and sparked public outrage. Zinampan was arrested the following day and was turned over to the Quezon City Police District's Criminal Investigation and Detection Unit. Then-PNP Chief Police General Guillermo Eleazar was quickly reminded by the public of the significant reforms he had promised after he was appointed to his post a month earlier. He condemned Zinampan's killing of Lilibeth, and he ordered the filing of a murder complaint and an administrative case against him. These would be the first ones to go on Zinampan's record, as unlike Jonel Nuesca, he had never faced any such cases before. During the investigation of Zinampan's case, it was revealed that he had apparently gotten into a fistfight with the victim Lilibeth's son on May 1, after which the cop threatened her family for a month. On June 23, a few weeks after Zinampan's arrest, the PNP Internal Affairs Service said they had sent a resolution to Eleazar recommending Zinampan's dismissal. The following day, Eleazar released a statement about Zinampan's dismissal from the police force as he had been found guilty of grave misconduct and conduct unbecoming of a police officer. According to the statement, the PNP made sure to follow the appropriate dismissal procedures to avoid Zinampan's reinstatement in the police service. Zinampan, as of this recording, is still being detained and facing a murder complaint filed by the Quezon City Police District. In a virtual press briefing in June 2021, then-presidential spokesperson Harry Roque appealed to the public to not generalize the PNP as abusive based on Zinampan's case. Quote, "That is the exception to the rule. We cannot do anything. Every organization has a bad egg. But please, we have hundreds of thousands in our ranks of policemen, and we hear one or two cases of this nature," end quote. Many disagreed, however, with the hashtag Police Ang Terrorista trending on Twitter in light of the two police killings just 5 months apart. Questions were raised as to whether the perpetrators in those cases could have even been convicted had they not been captured on video. The same could also be asked of an extrajudicial killing in 2017, that of Kian de los Santos, as eyewitness testimony and forensic evidence supported what was captured by CCTV, that Kian didn't resist arrest but was instead manhandled by cops. Kian was a 17-year-old boy from a poor family living in Caloocan, Metro Manila. On the evening of August 16, 2017, he was taken by the police while he was walking around his neighborhood. He was later found dead in a dark and dirty alley with gunshot wounds to the head and a .45-caliber pistol in his left hand. Two sachets of shabu or methamphetamine were also recovered from his body, but his relatives insisted that the drugs and the gun didn't belong to the teenager. The incident report placed at the crime scene PO3 Arnel Oares, PO1 Jerwin Cruz, and PO1 Jeremias Pereda. Oares was in the barangay where Kian and his family lived, leading an anti-illegal drugs operation. All three police officers said that they had shot Kian in self-defense, alleging that he resisted arrest and he was a drug runner identified by a recently arrested drug suspect who had had transactions with him. The story of the police officers initially seemed believable, until an eyewitness said that he saw the three cops armed with handguns grabbing Kian, beating him up, and dragging him away to an alley with a dead-end corner where his body would later be found. Kian had asked the man to spare his life because he had an important exam the next day, but this was to no avail as the police officers forcibly gave him a gun, ordered him to start running, and finally shot him to death. The police officers denied this version of events, but CCTV footage was soon revealed of them dragging Kian away. The boy's remains also tested negative for gunpowder nitrates, which should have been present as a result of gun discharge if he had really fired the pistol recovered from his body. Autopsies conducted by the PNP and the public attorney's office also revealed, based on the entry wounds, that Kian had been made to kneel face down while the gunman stood over him. He was then shot three times, first at the back and then behind the left ear, and finally inside the left ear, proving that he had been killed in cold blood rather than in self-defense, as the three police officers were claiming. Oares, Cruz, and Pereda were dismissed from their posts, and complaints were filed against them by the De Los Santos family for murder and torture of a minor leading to death. The National Bureau of Investigation also filed their own murder complaint, additionally accusing the men of planting evidence in violation of domicile. Further poking holes into the policeman's argument that Kian was a drug suspect was the testimony of Barangay Chairman Helica Joyce Macalinao, who stated that the teenager didn't have a criminal record and wasn't included in their drug watch list. Three of Kian's teenage friends who had witnessed him being dragged away by the police testified as well. The three police officers during the trial claimed that the boy they were dragging away in the CCTV footage wasn't Kian at all, but a teenage asset named JR. According to Pereda, this JR was leading them to a house where a group of people were smoking marijuana when they were suddenly shot at. The gunman was allegedly Kian, who fled from the scene, pursued by Oares. Pereda said that when he and Cruz arrived at the alley, Kian was already dead. Pereda's statement was corroborated by a police report showing that he and Cruz had tested negative for gunpowder nitrates. The PNP's investigation also found that the fatal gunshot had been caused by a bullet from Oares' firearm. In November 2018, the Caloocan Regional Trial Court, Branch 125, found all three police officers guilty of murdering Kian, though they were acquitted of planting firearms and drugs because the court said that the prosecution had failed to prove these accusations. The cops were sentenced to reclusion perpetua without the possibility of parole, and they were ordered to pay damages to the De Los Santos family in the amount of 345,000 pesos, or around $6,900. It was after Kian's death that body cameras were recommended to be worn by police officers to ensure transparency in their operations. Congress in 2019 approved a budget of 334 million pesos for the PNP to purchase those cameras, but it was 2 years later, in June 2021, when the PNP finally deployed them. According to then-PNP Chief Guillermo Eleazar, 2,696 body cams were in their inventory, with 600 cops trained to use them, and 171 of those cops actually receiving the gadgets. The number of cameras deployed caused controversy, as it meant that a single unit cost more than 100,000 pesos, which was at least thrice the amount that high-end body cameras cost in the country, something that the PNP had so far failed to provide a credible justification for. The PNP, as of this recording, has not provided a detailed assessment of how the body cameras have affected operations, but they have already asked for additional funds for more body cameras in the 2023 national budget. With the apparent lack of a sense of urgency in the implementation of body cam usage among their officers, plus the alleged corruption in the acquisition of those devices, many are asking whether the PNP even wants to be transparent to the people they're supposed to serve and protect, and in doing so, take the first step in restoring the public's trust. It seems for now that unless the people take it upon themselves to record police officers committing murder and violence, police impunity in the Philippines will continue to be an issue. Thank you for listening to Stories After Dark, a Spotify exclusive powered by Anchor. For the full episode on Kian de los Santos, you can listen to the Stories After Dark episode, The Murder of Kian de los Santos. This episode was written, narrated, and produced by me, Derek. Music is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Stay tuned for a new episode, and to make sure you're updated about the show, please follow Stories After Dark on your Spotify app, as well as on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you'd like to see the references used for this episode, suggest cases, send personal stories, or further support the show, you can go to storiesafterdark.ph for more information. All of the links are in the episode description.